We all agree.
Next item, please.
Item 999, request of John Carter to address council regarding a state of the union on the affordable art space in Portland plan adopted in 2018.
Good morning. Please just state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
John Carter. Thank you for having me today, council.
So we are nearing the two-year anniversary of the unanimous vote for the preservation and expanding affordable art space plan of 2018. Art and expression make our city vibrant and worth living. We have not much to show for this ambitious plan.
Could you move back a little?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I can hear you.
Yeah. More and more creative space has been shuttered since, with little action taken. The city is a blank canvas. Who gets to paint it? Who gets to shape it? And what story will it tell? I believe we need to create more opportunities for people to engage in the public life in a world increasingly drifting towards the private. We need more space for community to congregate and connect, more space for people of all ages and backgrounds to exchange ideas. Everyone has an inner creator. I believe this with all my heart. And we can help unlock this through fostering positive space. There's a vast cornucopia of potential creative output in this city, but it seems only those with significant capital resources get the keys. Who gets to occupy the land, and who gets to determine what gets built on that land? The tightening noose of rising cost of living coupled with the need to work more hours for less pay has led to a crisis of not only space but time. How does art survive without time, space, and stable community that establishes common thread? Large-scale development has costs associated that cannot accommodate affordable space without subsidy. I think we need to explore financial incentives for retrofitting and adapting existing space. This is cheaper and more environmentally sound. Financial incentives for tiny commercial space along with tiny homes, less square foot, less cost. Space for creativity with nature, encouraging development of green space and permaculture, particularly for right to return as affordable housing policy. Affordable housing and affordable commercial space go hand in hand. Market rate commercial space is high, and the terms often leave the tenant with little to no rights whatsoever. Think of triple net lease terms. I'd like to highlight that the art pods mentioned in the plan, which offer a path of low-scale development costs similar to the food carts, are a promising path forward towards achieving this outcome. But what's the next step? Let's talk about it. I would love to see a meeting hosted by the city that is open to the public to discuss next steps to implement the plan of 24, how this plan is going to look in practice to generate ideas, vision, and modulate the scope as needed that represent the values of the community. And just before I wrap up, I wanted to highlight my favorite points of the 24. Creative space certification, it's important to preserve future use as a resource. Expanding opportunities for rooftop creative spaces, exploring options to incentivize creative space landlords, refine requirements for new live workspaces, establish a creative space definition within the mixed-use commercial zone, incorporate creative spaces into the commercial spaces of affordable housing developments, art pods, and investments in retrofits. 2 seconds left. I want to work with you. Let's make this happen.
Mr. Carter?
First of all, Mr. Fish.
thank you very much for coming this morning. Would you mind emailing each of us your testimony?
Absolutely.
I love your idea of a follow-up meeting to discuss next steps. We can also share the information about things that have actually happened. One of the things I'm very pleased with, for example, is we now have a concierge service at the Bureau of Development Services to help arts organizations navigate the bureaucracy. That's a big step forward. We're working with Milagro Theater to make sure they stay in our community and maybe bring some affordable arts space. Musicians loading zones, which is a relatively small item, but one that the musicians cared about. And thanks to Commissioner Udaly and PBOT and others, we now have those. So we are slowly but surely implementing a number of these ideas. I've made notes on all the things that you've highlighted as things you want to see. And again, if you'll send me your testimony and contact information, we'll take you up on the idea of setting up a meeting.
That would be wonderful. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Commissioner Hardesty?
I also want to tell you how much I appreciate you coming in today and sharing that information. I share your concern that artists and other small business owners are being priced out of the city of Portland. Right. I've been working with Senator Wyden to try to identify some federal resources that we could have access to that would help us be able to create those kind of placemaking opportunities, right? I share your concern, and the more expensive it gets to live in the city of Portland, the less likely people will want to be artists, because right. artists don't do it for the money.
Right.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much. I look forward to working with you in the future on this.
You and me both.